not
saved
thinking.
Saved your camera, not your jewelry.
Yeah. And didn't even take a picture. I don't know. Just, it's strange things you do when you're faced with that, you know. I think the biggest concern, we were just worried about getting everybody out, just because it was early in the morning. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, getting the kids up and getting the dog out and the bird out and all those things that are important to you, living things that are important to you. We lost a lot of old photographs, and Frank had a nice gun collection, and a lot of everything except what we were wearing. And I had washed clothes that day, so our clothes, one change of clothes was hanging out on the clothesline. So we did have one change of clothes and the sheets. But that was all that we got out, with no one getting hurt. That was the main thing.
Well, that was nice. So then you started all over again.
Yeah.
You must have been quite the busy woman in those years. You were taking care of the store and raising 3 children and stoking the wood fires, and it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Running the cafe, had the cafe there, and rooms. We had rooms, changing beds, and I did all my own baking, the bread and the rolls and the pies for the cafe. It was a long day. Every day was a long day.
Did you have other people working with you?
Oh, yeah. There was different, yeah. At times, we always had help. We always had someone to take care of the kids, babysit. And then when the kids got older, tried to get them to help some, too. Wasn't always successful, but they were all very enjoyable years up there. Even the hard work, to look back, it was a lot of fun. Made a lot of good friends and a lot of good times, a lot of good memories.
Well, let's try saying thank you again one more time. In case we think of anything else, we'll come back again.